Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos today in Sioux City as Hastings gets set to take on Morningside in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. Coach, we see a team today that has lost a couple of ball games in the conference, but a very good basketball team might be flying into a hornet's nest here today.
Yeah, you know, well, obviously they played Concordia in overtime, and that was a great game, and both of those teams are really, really good, and you know, and then they dropped one at Midland, and Midland's a much improved team, you know, you could tell they were maybe a little bit tired from the overtime game at Concordia, so they'll definitely be ready to play today, and our kids know that, and they're aware that you know, Morningside doesn't lose two in a row very often, and they will be battling to try to make sure they don't lose three in a row. So we have to be ready to play.
One of the premier programs in the NAIA ranks. They've won three national championships. I think they've been in the national tournament 11 years in a row now. What makes this team so special? What makes them so good?
Well, you know, Jamie's a great coach, and I think he really knows what he wants when he's recruiting and recruits players that fit his system really well. And he always has great shooters, which is obviously necessary to be able to be that good for that long. You got to be able to score points, and his defense is unique, and you've got to prepare for it differently. And like I said, he finds players who fit that system really well, and I think he does a great job. And once you establish a tradition like Morningside has, similar to our own tradition at Hastings, you know, players buy into that, and they play with a little bit of a swag because of the success that they've had and the reputation that they have. And, you know, Morningside has that.
They've always had one standout player, one dominant player in the past. Do they have that player this year?
Well, I think they have several who can be that player. Number 15, Leanne Osten, I think she's a senior. She had a really good game against us in one of the three times we played them last year. And their post player, Ashlyn Mole, number 34, is a strong, big kid who really uses her body well. Those two really make the team go, along with number 30, who's also a senior, is kind of a dual threat inside-outside kid that can post you up because she's a big guard and she can also make shots. You know, the biggest downfall with them right now is they're not shooting the ball well, similar to us. You know, both of us have similar percentages from the three-point line and from the field overall. So it's not that they can't hit shots. They're just not hitting shots.
You guys are coming off of the win the other night over Doan. After you had a chance to break that down, what'd you see?
Well, you know, just kind of like what we talked about in the post-game show the other night, in the first 35 minutes, I thought we did some really nice things and played pretty well for the most part. And then, you know, in the last 5 minutes, we did just made some mental errors in time and score and not using our possessions wisely, being up 17 points with 5 minutes to go. You obviously want to limit the opportunities the opponent has, and we didn't do a very good job of that, but I hopefully it was a learning experience for our kids, and you know, next time we're in that situation, I think that we'll handle that better.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Morningside as our pregame show continues after this.
The sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here we go.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Kerry Hofstadter. We're in Sioux City here this afternoon, getting set for Hastings College and Morningside. Again, this is a team that was preseason ranked number three in the nation, Coach. So, obviously, a great basketball team we'll see today, despite maybe what the record indicates right now.
Yeah, they're returning just you know, two or three starters from last year, so they, you know, they're playing some new kids at some new spots, and it's taken them a little while to maybe get acclimated to each other. But they are a great team. They're deep. They have a lot of different offensive weapons. Defensively, they're long and they create a lot of havoc, both in the full court and in the half court, and they force other teams to make shots, and that's what they've always done well, and you know, that's what we've seen even this year in watching film. So we're definitely going to have to be able to move the ball and value possessions and take good shots.
We'll see this team later on in the season, but this is maybe a good time to be seeing this team early in the conference season.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for us to kind of see where we're at, what we need to work on, how we stack up against some of the best teams in the conference. You know, in the last over the course of 10 days or so, we'll have played number 3, 5, and 7, and you know, you learn real quickly where you're at and what you need to do to get better, and what are the things that those great teams have exposed, and it is a great time to play them, and early in the season like this, you get an idea of and a realistic sense of where you're at and what you need to do to improve.
When you play Morningside, you obviously face their defense, and that's the first thing that really comes to mind when you play these guys.
Yeah, for sure. The full court press is something that they've really depended on, you know, to create offense easily. But you know, they're really, really good in their half court stuff too. They're gonna make us, you know, try to play outside of our pace or faster than we want to play, and we're gonna have to try to dictate that ourselves and get in the gaps, and we're gonna have to probably knock down some shots today to be able to be successful here.
This defense forces 29 turnovers per ball game. Last year we had pretty good success against this defense. What's the key?
Well, I think the main key is you got to understand that, you know, you've got to dictate the pace. If you try to play frantic and let them hurry you and rush your decision making, then they put you in situations that, you know, you put the ball in places where you're going to turn it over. So we've got to dictate our own pace and be almost a little bit methodical in the way that we break that press and set ourselves up for shots and things like that. You've got to have patience, and yet you've also got to have an attack mentality. There's kind of a fine line there that you have to find in order to be successful.
Are we built a little bit differently this year to maybe handle a defense like this?
Well, I think we have a few more people that are comfortable handling the ball, which makes it a little bit easier. You know, I think we have a little bit more of a balanced inside-outside threat with more than just maybe one or two people that can put it in the hole. So that always helps to be able to spread it around a little bit. You know, and then for us offensively to match up with them, for us defensively to match up with their offense, you know, we've got some bigger guards too now, whereas, you know, last year sometimes they would get us in the paint quite a bit with their bigger guards and post us up. So we've got to find ways to make that work today too.
Saw this team, I think, three times last year, including the conference tournaments, and that's, we probably learned some things, and we can save some things out of last year to maybe deal with these guys this time.
Yeah, I mean, you're always learning, you know, learning about the teams and becoming more and more familiar with what they do. And you know, Jamie's been around for a long time, and so some of the stuff that he does has been familiar for a long time. And yet he's always adjusting slight things and making changes to what fits his current team. So we'll see a lot of the same, but obviously, you know, he'll always throw in some new stuff. So we've got to be on our toes and be ready for whatever it is that they throw at us.
After this, we got Concordia next week. So this is maybe a good prerequisite to heading into Concordia next week. They play maybe a pressure similar type of defense.
Yeah, they're not playing quite as much as they had in the past just because of the foul situation. But they will definitely, you know, pressure and try to make you uncomfortable in the backcourt and run and jump a little bit. So, you know, we've seen a little bit of a different pace now in playing Northwestern. And the more we see that, the better it's going to be for us in the long run. Sometimes you're not sure you're ready for it yet, but you know, the conference starts early and you're ready or you're not, and you learn either way. So it's going to be a good opportunity for us to play again at another pace. And I tell our kids all the time that, our conference season is tough, and you got to be ready every night. And in comparison to the other games we play, the intensity and the level at which our conference plays at is just a lot higher, and you got to acclimate yourselves to that. So it'll be interesting.
What are a couple of things we absolutely got to get done today to come out victorious?
Well, Morningside is a really, really good offensive rebounding team. They're second or third in the nation right now in offensive rebounds. So we're definitely going to have to box out. We're going to have to really battle on the boards. They're physical. They're big. And we've got to make sure that, we do our job on the glass. And then, secondly, I think, valuing our possessions and making sure that, we're getting not only getting shots off, but taking good shots and shots that, we're comfortable taking and not allowing them to rush us into things. So, valuing the ball and rebounding are going to be huge.
Yeah, good.
Thanks.
Gary Hostetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and third-ranked Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hostetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Alley Gymnasium. We're in Sioux City, Iowa tonight for Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to take on third-ranked Morningside here in the women's ball game. The guys coming up next. Morningside coming in 5 wins, 2 losses on the season. They are already 0-2 in the conference, losing to Concordia 90-82 and losing to Midland 68-64. Hastings comes in. They are 6-1 in the season. They are 1-1 in the conference. Hastings coming off of a 83-73 win over Doan the other night. They lost in Northwestern last Saturday by a score of 99-83. So, again, welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. These two teams, no strangers to each other. They've won numerous national championships between the two teams in the past couple of years. They score off again tonight for the first time in perhaps 3 or 4 meetings that we'll see here this year in women's college basketball. Hastings is going to be shooting to our basket to our left, Morningside to our right. Hastings dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red. Hastings will control the opening tip. So it's Hastings College in Morningside, followed by the men's game here tonight in Sioux City. Hastings with the ball for the first time here today. Here's Abby Jackson with it. Goes over to Cammy Breckman on the far side. Jamie Van Kirk has got it to the far sideline. They work it inside to Zwiener. Shots off of the mark, no good. Zwiener gets his own rebound, goes back up and scores. Laurel Zwiener averaging 12.9 points and 8 rebounds per game. Gets their first field goal on the board here for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top of that score up 2-0 as the Mustangs come back. This is a team that's averaging 86 points per ball game on offense, giving up 64.7 defensively. There's a long three put up by Leanne Osten. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. We got a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Hastings College. Personal foul is going to go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her first team foul on the Broncos. Hastings going with Cammy Breckman, Abby Jackson, Jamie Van Kirk, Frankie Peterson, and a Laurel Zwiener in the ball game here tonight as Morningside inbounds the ball. And again, a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings College. It's going to go on Peterson again. So two quick fouls on Frankie Peterson.
We're not 1 minute into the ball game yet. 19-18 to play here in the first half. And going to the free throw line would be Lacey Lehman for Morningside. Her first shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Lehman averaging 8 points and about 4 rebounds per ball game so far this year for Morningside. Morningside is a team hitting 70% of the free throws. Next one is up there. It's good. Lehman hits 1 out of 2. And the Broncos have a 2-1 lead here over Morningside early in the ballgame. Here's pressure in the backcourt. Morningside gets it. A pass inside to Lehman's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Morningside, they can really put a lot of pressure on you defensively. This is a team that is forcing about 29 turnovers per ballgame. There's a long three put up there by Bruckman. It's going to be no good. Rebound Peterson. Follow shot, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Amal. Ashland Ball running it back the other way to Ackerman. She has the ball chipped out of her hands, and it's going to be picked up here by Hastings. First turnover on Morningside of the ball game. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings. The Broncos out on top with a score of 2-1 here in the ball game. Down on the baseline, driving is going to be Peterson. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands. It's going to be picked up here by Morningside running back the other way. Morningside has got it back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Sarah Haywood with the ball. Haywood brings it out to the top of the key. That's Ackerman. Goes inside the ball. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. Good job defensively by Jamie Van Kirk. 18-17 left here in the first half. 2-1. Hastings with the lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Jamie Van Kirk. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line. Zwinger has got it. Throws it out on the wing on the right side to Peterson. Back inside again. That's Breckman. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, and it's picked up here by Morningside. Lacey Lehman has got it down the near sideline. As they get it to Leanne Osten. Osten in the lane, puts up a little 10-footer. It's going to be too hard, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Down the lane she goes. Her little 10-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Leanne Osten down the near sideline. Osten's pass in the lane is going to be grabbed there by Maul. Kicks it out to the far sideline. Three-pointer put up there and right through the hole. Lacey Lehman throws down a three for Morningside. And the Mustangs go out on top by a score of 4-2 with 17-28 to play here in the first half. Abby Jackson with the ball, double teamed over here on the near sideline. There's a pass going to be deflected. That is picked up here by Lacey Lehman. Second turnover on Hastings. Lehman's pass deflected away. She picks it back up, then goes for the hole. Her shot is up. There's no good, but she's fouling the play. And another foul is going to be called on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her third foul here in the first 2.5 minutes of the ball game. Peterson has already got 3 fouls for Hastings, ranking one of the starters, averaging 5.6 points and 4.9 rebounds per ballgame. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there no good by Lacey Lehman. That's going to be a miss. And now Carrie Hofstetter has a question who that personal foul was called against. And now the official is going to talk things over. That would have been Frankie Peterson's third personal foul. Carrie kind of questioning who that foul was against. They're gonna keep it on the board. Frankie Peterson's going to have 3 fouls. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be, looks like Sierra Williamson is going to come in. Frankie Peterson's going to stay in the ball game right now. So Curry Hofstetter going to roll the dice. 17-13 to play in the first half. Frankie Peterson with 3 fouls. Here comes the second free throw. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Lehman as she misses both of them. 4-2 is the score. Hastings down by 2 points. Broncos facing some pressure here in backcourt. That's Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby takes it to the far sideline to a Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk comes back out to a Jackson. Down to the nearest sideline. Peterson has got it. Back out to Abby Jackson. Dribbles to the free throw line. Comes back over here on the wing on the left side to a Frankie Peterson. Cross court pass goes to Van Kirk. That's a zone defense and a very good one here for Morningside. There's a shot in the lane. It's up and in, but a traveling call on Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk is hit with a traveling violation. Third turnover on Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Holly Samuelson. She's going to check in. And also checking in for the Broncos is going to be Autumn Zenin. Autumn Zenin into the ball game and Samuelson. And now it's going to be Peterson going to the bench here at the 16:45 mark on this first half. 4-2 is the score. Neither team shooting the ball real well so far in this ball game. Here's Lexi Ackerman with the ball now for Morningside, weaving her way up to the floor, comes to the near sideline. Down to the top of the key to Allison Bachman is into the ball game. She dumps it off inside the Maul. Her shot is no good, and she's fouled in the play. Ashland Maul is really the cornerstone of this offense this year for Morningside. She's averaging 14 points and 8.7 rebounds per ball game. He gets a personal foul called there on Autumn Zenon for Hastings. That's going to be Autumn's first. Team foul number four already on the Broncos. To the free throw line will be Ashlyn Ball, and her first shot is up there and in. Ball is hitting 75% of her foul shots so far this year, 58% from the field, and 50% from three-point territory. Next shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos are trailing early in this one. The score is 5-2. Here's Autumn Zenon with the ball. Now for the Broncos. Comes into the offensive zone. Holly Samuelson down the near sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Van Kirk. Back to Cammy Bruckman. Lobs the ball inside now to Williamson. Back out to Zenon on the right wing. Top of the key. There's a three-pointer put up by Van Kirk. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings, and the ball is lost out of bounds. Sierra Williamson came down with the ball. But it was knocked out of her hands, and Morningside will play it. Nope, it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 16:06 to play here in the first half. 5-2. Morningside has got the lead. Autumn Zenon inbounding ball here for the Broncos to Van Kirk. She drives it, puts up a 10-footer. It's good. Van Kirk scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Jamie averaging 15.6 points per ball game. She had 23 on the Wednesday when Hastings beat Doan 83-73 back at Lynn Farrell Arena. 5-4 is the score here. There's a shot in the way, a little hook shot by Allison Bachman. It's going to be no good, but she draws the personal foul. That's going to be the fifth team foul on Hastings here in the first half. Morningside has got none. Going to the free throw line is going to be Bachman. Personal foul is whistled on Van Kirk. That's going to be her first. So now Bachman goes to the free throw line here for Morningside, a 73% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's good. Allison Bachman averaging 9.3 points and 2.6 rebounds per game this year. For the Mustangs, a 5'9" sophomore out of Fremont High School. As Bachman will have one more shot here. 6-4. Morningside has got the lead. Next shot is up there. Good. Bachman has both free throws. And in the ball game now is going to be Jessica Teets. Jessica Teets into the ball game now for Morningside. A 6'2" and sophomore out of Bancroft Rosalie. 5-0 as far as the fouls are concerned. Hastings with five personal fouls early. 7-4 is the score. Morningside has got a three-point lead on Hastings. Broncos get the ball into the offensive zone. Zenon moves it over here to Holly Samuelson on the near sideline. 200 pass comes out on top to Morton. Lobs the ball inside, and now a foul is going to be called in Morningside. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Mustangs. It's going to go on to Jessica Teets. That's going to be your first and the first team foul on the Mustangs at the 15:29 mark of this first half. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Williamson. Back out on the wing to Chelsea Borden. The pass out on top is going to be wide of the target, and a turnover on Hastings. Picked up by Ackerman coming back the other way. That's going to be turnover number four on Hastings. Driving down the lane is Ackerman. The ball is stripped away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside ball. So Hastings with four turnovers in the early portion of this ball game. One on Morningside. Mustangs will play things in. Baseline left side. They lob it there. Left side of the basket to Teets. Teets goes up. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Williamson. And the ball is recovered here by Bruckman. Bruckman has got it for Hastings. Down to Zenon as she weaves her way up the floor. Goes down in the corner to Samuelson. Outside down to Bruckman. Down in the corner. That's going to be Morton with the ball. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Turnover number five on Hastings. Running down the left sideline is going to be Leanne Olsen in the offensive zone. Back out to the top of the key. That's going to be Bachman with the ball. She spins against Autumn Zenon as she goes to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. And she's fouled in the play. Autumn Zenon picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Frankie Peterson already with three. Autumn Zenon has got two. Jamie Van Kirk has got one. And going to the free throw line is going to be Allison Bachman again for Morningside. She'll have two shots as she was mauled in the act of shooting. Here comes the shot. It's up there and in. Bachman now 3-3 from the free throw line. End of the ball game is going to be Chanel Farmer now for Hastings College. Farmer coming in for the Broncos. Also coming back in is going to be Abby Jackson. 8-4 is the score. Morningside has got the lead over the Broncos. As Allison Bachman goes back to the free throw line, John is up there is good. She is perfect from the free throw line, and Morningside out to an early 9-4 lead here over Hastings. Pressure again. The ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. Abby Jackson had the ball knocked out of bounds there by Sarah Haywood. 14:47 to play here in the first half with the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight for Bronco basketball and 1230 KHIS. There's a pass to the near sideline. Samuelson has got it on the dribble, moves it down on the baseline. Williamson has got it now. Chelsea Morton, not Abby Jackson. Back to Morton here on the wing on the left side. Great defense here for Morningside. Chelsea Morton dribbling with the ball. Her pass comes back out here to Jackson with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Down to a Chanel Farmer. Got Abby Jackson again, top of the key. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Abby drives it down the right side of the lane. Back outside to Williams, and her three-pointers put up there. It's an air ball and a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation on Hastings. Morningside will play things in, but now Carey wants to call a timeout. Hastings not getting the shots that they want so far here in this basketball game, and Morningside has got the lead over the Broncos. 14 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 9, Hastings 4.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Sioux City. A women's men's basketball doubleheader. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings here in the women's ball game. The score is 9-4. Mustangs have the ball down the near sideline. Leanne Osten leaves it down in the corner. That's going to be Bachman with the ball. She tries to drive it. The ball's going to be stripped away. Picked up by Farmer. Long pass down the floor. Jackson shot is up there. No good. Rebound is battled for. It's picked up here by Morningside. Jordan Wallenberg has got the rebound. Gets it ahead now to Bachman, and we got a double dribble violation. Third turnover on Morningside. Bachman coming into the offensive zone there. Is called for the double dribble. She's going to check out. Now Meredith Wall coming into the ball game for Morningside. 13:55 to play here in the first half. Hastings off to a slow start tonight. 9-4 is the score. Mustangs have the lead. Abby Jackson with the ball down the right sideline. Comes back to the center of the floor. Races the ball into the offensive zone now. Double team. Goes over on the far sideline. As they get it to Samuelson. Cross court. They get it to Farmer. Her shot for three is not going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Back outside to Morton. Goes to the far sideline again to Holly Samuelson. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson, and she's in on the play. Foul called. Ball knocked loose, but a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Sarah Haywood. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. Morningside preseason ranked number three in the country. They're 5-2 on the season. They have lost their last two games, both in the conference, to Concordia. They were upset by Midland the other night. Hastings 1-1 in the conference. They're 6-1 overall. Chelsea Morton has got the ball. Rainbow Cass comes back out here to Holly Samuelson, top of the key, back down in the corner to Morton. A little head fake, still can't put up a shot. On the wing to Chanel Farmer, back to Morton, and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Chelsea Morton, so it'll be Morningside coming back the other way. 13:15 to play here in the first half. Into the ball game again is going to be Jamie Van Kirk. Morton will go to the bench. Hastings dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the white. There's a long pass down the floor, and stepping over the sideline, inbounding the ball here, was Wallenberg for Morningside. So Hastings gets a break. They'll play things in, and their offensive end right in front of the Morningside bench to our left. Hastings will play things in. The score is 9-4. The Mustangs have the lead over Hastings College here today. Abby Jackson will play things in. Jackson will get the ball out here to Jamie Van Kirk, who's back into the ball game. To Samuelson, back out to Van Kirk, top of the key. There's sideline Chanel Farmer. Farmer dribbling with the ball over here, sends it down in the corner. A long-range jumper is up there. It's no good by Williamson. And the rebound comes down here to Morningside. Sarah Haywood has got the ball. Now it's going to be tipped away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. A turnover on Morningside. That's going to be their fifth turnover. Hastings has got six turnovers. Now we got a foul call over there. It's going to be on Haywood. Sarah Haywood picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Mustangs. So Hastings leading in the team fouls right now, 6-3. Broncos get the ball back. That's Van Kirk down in the corner. Brings it over here on the wing. That's going to be Samuelson back down in the corner again to Van Kirk. Double team. Throws it inside to Williamson. Down to Samuelson. Samuelson brings it over to Van Kirk. Rainbow pass comes back out on top again. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. Now Van Kirk for three. Count it. Nice shot there by Jamie Van Kirk, the former Sutton Philly. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. She had 23 the other night against Doan. Hastings back to within 2 points. 9-7 is the score now. Down to 12:18 to play in the first half. Leanne Osten with the ball here on the near sideline. Comes out now to Wall. Wall lumps it inside. It's going to be over the head of Jessica Teets out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on Morningside. And now Jamie Sale, the veteran head coach of Morningside, he wants to call a timeout. 12 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 9, Hastings 7.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features for holiday shopping 20% off selected Under Armour and all Husker gear. Plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. 9-7 is the score. Morningside has a 2-point lead over the Broncos. But Hastings has the ball as they come back the other way. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson drives it into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Abby Jackson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings as he drove the ball in the hole there for the Broncos. Here comes the official who says that Jessica Teets is the guilty party. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 4 on Morningside. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jackson. Abby 12 out of 16 from the free throw line this season, 475%. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. He sees as a team hitting 76% of their foul shots so far this year, 38% from the field, and only 20% from three-point territory. Abby Jackson will have one more here for the Broncos. Her high-arcing shot is up there. It's good. So he sees is now within 1 point at 9-8. Into the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Michaela Augustine. Freshman out of Sioux City. 9-8 to score, 11:45 to play here in the first half from Sioux City tonight. Here's Haywood with the ball, comes over here to Meredith Wall. Back out to Augustine at the top of the key, dumps it off. Left side of the lane, grabbing the ball here is Wallenberg. She tries to go back door and throws it out of bounds. Trying to get her down to Ashlyn Wall and threw it over her head out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on Morningside here in the ballgame. And now Hastings will face this backcourt pressure by Morningside. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Now to Abby Jackson. Now to Van Kirk here on the near sideline. Van Kirk races the ball into the forecourt. Hastings still with 20 seconds to work on the shot clock. Abby Jackson goes over to Farmer. Out to Jackson. Swings it left side. Now to Van Kirk down in the corner. With the basketball down there is Alex Edwards is into the ball game now. To Van Kirk. Out on top to Abby Jackson throwing the ball around the perimeter. Here's Van Kirk driving it down to the baseline. Her shot from 10 is off of the mark. No good. Rebound Williamson. Her shot right underneath the back. It is no good. And ball grabs the rebound here for Morningside. Outlet pass goes to Haywood. Into the offensive zone. Here come the Morningside Mustangs. Meredith Wall with the ball. Good defense over there by Hastings. That's a Van Kirk right in her face. Haywood back outside to Augustine for 3. Swish. Michaela Augustine hits a 3 ball there for Morningside. It's a 12-8 ball game now. About halfway through this first half from Sioux City. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot is up in the air. Nice shot there by Sierra Williamson, and she's fouled in the play. Sierra Williamson got the field goal to go down, and she is tacked on the arm here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on the ball of Morningside. That's going to be her first team foul, number 5 of the Mustangs. So now Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Williamson, a 6-foot sophomore out of Broomfield, Colorado. She's hitting 63% of her foul shots so far this year. Into the ball game now for Hastings. Bruckman is in and Chanel Farmer is out. Head coach Kerry Hofstetter, 10:30 remaining here in the first half. Hastings now trailing 12-10. Shot from the free throw line good by Williamson. She converts on the 3-point play. Hastings back within one. Now Williamson checks out. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ball game for the Broncos. So 10 minutes, 30 seconds to play here in the first half. 12-11 the score. Hastings trailing by 1 point. Ackerman has got the ball. She drives it all over the basket. Her shot is up there and good. Lexi Ackerman found a seam in the Bronco defense. Took it down the near sideline. Cut for the hole and scores it. 14-11 is the score. A 3-point lead now for Morningside. Edwards has got it. Out to Zwiener. Her shot from 12 is going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Kayleen Anderson saves that ball from going out of bounds. Now to Lexi Ackerman, to Anderson. They swing it to the left sideline as Hastings is playing Looks like a zone defense here. Oh, man-to-man defense. They'll stay with a man here in this possession. Driving the ball is going to be Lexi Lehman. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Maul tips the ball and gets hit with a personal foul. Ashlyn Maul gets hit with her second personal foul. So now Haywood, Teets, and Maul all have two fouls here in the first half. Just by the halfway point, 9:48 to go. 14-11 to score. Morningside has got a three-point lead. Here's Hastings with the ball in backcourt. Edwards has got it. Comes to the near sideline to Van Kirk. Double team. Abby Jackson. Jackson drives it down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Bruckman shot from 10. No good. Zwiener with a rebound. Follow shot. Good. Laurel Zwiener scores for Hastings. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points now. The Broncos are back within one. 14-13 to score with 9:19 to play. Augustine with the ball out here in 3 points here. It's Lloyd. Lobs it inside again. Ball grabs it, shoots it, misses. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Ashlyn Ball scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. She averages 14 points per ball game. Morningside leading 16-13. There's a shot up and in. Zwiener gets the field goal for Hastings. That's going to be her third one. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within one. 16-15 is the score. There's Lexi Ackerman with the ball. Ackerman throws it to the far sideline, bombs away for three. It's going to be no good there by Lehman. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Abby Jackson ties up Lexi Ackerman. Possession arrow pointing in favor of Morningside. The Mustangs will keep it. Ashley Schroeder comes into the ball game now for Ashlyn Maul. Schroeder averaging 1.4 points and 1.2 rebounds per ball game for the Stangs. They come out here in the three-point range. Lehman has got it now for Morningside. 8:36 to play here in the first half. 16-15. Morningside has got the lead. Lehman has got it on the far sideline. Out to Augustine. Back outside the ring. Here's a three-pointer put up by Anderson. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Good. Ashley Schroeder gets the offensive board and a putback. That's her first field goal. Morningside goes back on top of the score of 18-15. Broncos have the ball with a chance to tie here with a three-point field goal. Van Kirk has got her pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ackerman. Van Kirk forced one right there. The seventh turnover on Hastings. Here's a three-pointer at the other direction. The shot no good by Augustine. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Now for the Broncos behind the screen. Van Kirk's pass is deflected again. And the ball is loose. It's picked up here by Augustine. She gets the ball away to Kayleen Anderson. Anderson has to chase it down on the baseline. Not the shorter down. Top of the key. That's Ackerman with the ball. Drives it against Jackson. Having problems, comes out here to Lehman. Back to the top of the key again to Anderson. Moves to her right, fires up a long-range jumper. Good. Kayleen Anderson fires up a shot just inside the three-point arc. Now Carey wants to call a timeout as Morningside has opened up a five-point lead over the Broncos. 7 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. The score, it's Morningside 20, Hastings 15.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's at 6. Valentino's, get it delivered. Also by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Women's college basketball this afternoon around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 80-55. It was Midland coming off of their upset win of these Morningside Mustangs the other night. They put it to Mount Marty today in Yankton by the score of 61-47. Dort winners over Doan today over in Sioux Center, the score 80-55. Men's college basketball today, it was Nebraska Wesleyan over Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 89-84. 20-15 is the score here. Morningside with a five-point lead. Autumn Zeenan back into the ball game for the Broncos. She's got the ball. She hustles down the far sideline. Double teamed over there. Autumn's got to get rid of it. Now she's going to be tied up. He is tied up by this pressure defense of Morningside. Again, they forced 29. Hastings will get the ball here on the alternating jump. Tina down in the corner, dribbling the ball against the zone, back outside. That's going to be Breckman with the ball to the near sideline. Now to Samuelson, now to Van Kirkens. He loses control of the ball. Well, it's going to be Edwards. Edwards lost control of the ball down there in the corner. We're kind of shielding off from things there, and Edwards lost the ball out of bounds. The eighth turnover on Hastings College. Morningside with the lead, 20-15. Here comes Morningside back the other direction. That's going to be Augustine with the ball. Now to Ackerman, lobs the ball inside, down to Kayleen Anderson. Anderson's pass is going to be intercepted. Turnover number 8 on Morningside. The interception there by Hastings College. Laurel Zwinner picks that one out of the air. Now to Breckman into the forecourt to Zenon. The Breckman down in the corner now bombs away. Farmer from the corner, shots off the mark, no good. Edwards going for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here on. Picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. And now the team fouls are even up after Hastings had 5 quick fouls in this ballgame to none for Morningside. And now tied there at 6 fouls apiece. And now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. It must be the 7th foul on Hastings. And going to the free throw line, there's going to be Lexi Ackerman. Is good. Ackerman will get one more. Ackerman is a 62% foul shooter. Got a 17 foul Allen Hastings. This is a 1-1 situation. Ackerman gets the bonus. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be good. So she comes to the free throw line and cans 2. Morningside leading by a score of 22-15. They've scored the last 6 points here in the ball game. There's a Zenon with the ball. Zenon right-handed. Dribble across the midcourt stripe. The ball's going to be tipped away again. It is loose into the backcourt, and now losing control of the ball with Ackerman. Each team with a turnover there. Hastings comes back with the ball. 6:20 remaining here in the first half. Here's Chanel Farmer to the near sideline. He gets it to Holly Samuelson. Back outside to Zenon. Zenon moves it over in the far
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back in Sioux City. 5:40 remaining here in the first half. 22-16 is the score. Hastings College trailing here in this with a jump ball situation down here on the Morningside end. So Hastings College will stay here on defense. As we lost our connection, Chanel Farmer hit a couple. Couple of free throws there for Hastings College to make this score 22-16. So now we got Morningside waiting to play the ball in down here. We got some problems here at the scorers table now. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.com. .edu. Coming up, we've got our Valentino's halftime show here today. Get you caught up on some scores from throughout the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. And also, we're checking in Tyson Hervronic with Hastings College Spotlight here tonight. We got some problems down here at the. Yeah. Discussing this. Hastings will be on the road on Tuesday night to play at Concordia. Air times will be at 6 and 8 o'clock. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. So now we got first half from Sioux City tonight.
Is your once upon a time dream home now
becoming starting times at four today because of the football game? So again, problems down here on the near sideline, and now we're finally going to play things in. Morningside will play it in here at the 5:40 mark. Wallenberg has got it down on the baseline. There's a shot that's going to be good, but it's going to be waved off here. Lassie Ackerman is hit with a traveling violation. So a turnover on Morningside. Hastings will come back the other direction. 22-16 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game with the Broncos have the ball coming back the other way. That's going to be, Chelsea Morton. She was double teamed over there. Gets the ball away to Sierra Williamson. Back to Morton. Now to Adam Zenon, who's having problems with it. She takes it underneath the hole. The dribble comes out to a Chanel Farmer. Back down to Zenon. On the low block left side, comes out now, top of the key. That's Morton with the ball to the far sideline. Shot clock. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes out. Ackerman. Ackerman back the other way as they get it to Osten. Goes for the hole and scores. Hastings having all kinds of problems attacking the Morningside defense here the past couple of minutes. 24-16 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive end. Adam Zenon with the ball. Now to Cammy Breckman. Goes over to Chelsea Morton. Free throw line extended right side. Morton comes out to Chanel Farmer. Now to Adam Zenon. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Bound for the rebound. But his loose jump ball is called. Cammy Breckman is tied up on the play by Ashley Schroeder of Morningside. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow should be pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings trailing by a score of 24-16. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Morningside. Hastings throws the ball inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Sierra Williamson as the Broncos turn it away for the 10th time here in this first half. Here's a long-range three at the other end. That's an air ball by Ackerman. Ball is saved on the baseline. Now the scramble is on, and the ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. So 24-16 is the score. Hastings trailing. Broncos not getting good looks in the basket here on the offensive end. Zenon comes out. Here comes Abby Jackson back into the ball game. Here comes Laurel Zwiener in the contest now, and Williamson will check out. So Hastings is going to go with so Van Kirk and Jackson in the ball game, as well as Zwiener and also Chanel Farmer. Here comes Van Kirk down the near sideline, races the ball into the forecourt, down in the corner now to Farmer. Two-handed pass comes back out on top to Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson dribbling the ball, moves it to the right wing. She stops and her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Osten. She drives, shoots, and scores. Leanne Osten gets the steal, and she gets the field goal on the other end. 11 turnovers for Hastings. 26-16 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk double-teamed out here in three-point territory. Gets the ball away to Abby Jackson. Jackson on the far sideline, moves it to the wing. Bounce pass goes to Cammy Breckman. She drives it down the wing, loses control of the ball. Has to be picked up here by Wallenberg. 12 turnovers on Hastings. Wallenberg back the other way for the Mustangs. Gets into the hands of Lehman, now to Ackerman. Ackerman, free throw line extended right side. Cross court pass goes to Lehman again. They feed it inside. Here's a turnaround jumper. It's up and in. Field goal there by Jordan Wallenberg. That's her first field goal. That's now 28-16. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings. Here's Laurel Zwiner with the ball. Zwiner comes out of the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk. Her shot in the lane, no good. Bound for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And last touch by Zwiner. And Morningside will play things in. Morningside right now is on a 12-1 run over Hastings College. This game was at 16-15 just a couple of minutes ago. We're down to 3:01 to play here in the first half, and Morningside has got a 28-16 lead. They have done it with their defense here tonight. Ashley Bachman has got the ball now for Morningside. Back on top, Wallenberg has got it, moves it over on the left side. Ashley Schroeder, far sideline to Lehman. Her pass is going to be deflected, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Hastings. Alex Edwards comes down with the ball. That's the 12th turnover on Morningside. So we've seen 24 turnovers between the two teams. Here's Zwiener, spins right, puts it up there and scores. Laurel Zwiener scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, leading the Broncos in scoring so far here in this one. 28-18, the Broncos are back to within 10 points. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Sarah Haywood with the ball. Haywood dribbles once. Edwards right in her face defensively, driving into the lane. Here's a shot up and in. Lacey Lehman scoring there from Morningside. She's got 6 points. Morningside again has a 12-point lead. It is 30-18. Broncos facing the pressure in backcourt. Jackson brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble. Jackson moves it over on the wing on the far sideline. That's going to be Edwards with the ball. Now to Jackson. Her pass over here to Van Kirk down in the corner. Farmer throws up a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Lehman running back the other way. 2-on-2. Lehman will hold things up. Out on top, here's a Bachman. Bachman passed up to three. Goes over to Sarah Haywood. Haywood goes to Bachman again. Up high. Out here in 3-point territory. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted by Zwiener, but she throws it right into the hands of Sarah Haywood. Back-to-back turnovers there. Morningside keeps control of the ball. 1:30 to play here in the first half. Haywood drives it in the lane. Her shot from five is good. Now Morningside getting to the front of the hole here. That was an easy shot by Sarah Haywood. And the Broncos find themselves down by 14 points here. And now a double dribble violation in backcourt on Jackson. 14 turnovers on Hastings here in the first half of play. Morningside has built a 14-point lead over the Broncos. Hastings with only 18 points on the board here in the first half. It's 32-18. Sarah Haywood will inbound the ball here. And she's got it out here in 3-point territory. As she hands it away to a Bachman. Now left side, Schroeder shot good. Ashley Schroeder scores a 10-footer from the left side of the lane. 34-18. The Broncos are down by 16. Under a minute to play here in the first half. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson comes over to Van Kirk. Van Kirk hustles into the forecourt. Van Kirk on the dribble. There's a bounce pass inside to Zwiener. Backs up, spins, puts up a shot. No good, and she's fouled in the play. Foul on the play here. It's going to go on Ashley Schroeder. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Mustangs. Going to the free throw line will be Zwiener. She's got 8 points in the ball game thus far. She's a 90% foul shooter in the season. 28 out of 31. A shot from the free throw line is good. Zwiener now with 9 points in the ball game. Stops the bleeding for now. 34-19. Hastings is trailing by 15 points early in this ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Zwiener misses one. And the rebound comes down to the Mustangs. Running her back the other way with 41 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Schroeder has got it. Lobs it down low on the block right side to Wallenberg. Way back outside again. On the wing left side to Haywood. She drives inside, puts up a little fight for her. Her shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Alex Edwards with the ball. Alex into the forecourt. Now to Farmer. Farmer deep in the corner, left side. Bounce pass goes inside, mishandled by Zwiener. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Haywood. That's 15 turnovers on Hastings. Sarah Haywood down the left sideline with 13 seconds to play. Back outside to ring to Wallenberg. Deep in the corner on the right side. A three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Lehman. Rebound Hastings. They get it ahead now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk in the lane. Throws up a shot. No good. And she's fouled into play with 1.5 seconds remaining here in the first half. Sarah Haywood picks up her third personal foul. So three fouls now on Haywood. Checking into the ball game is going to be Lexi Ackerman. Haywood is going to check out now with three fouls. Also coming in there for Morningside is going to be Leanne Osten. Coming out is going to be Allison Bachman. Hastings in the free throw line. This is Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with 5 points in the ball game thus far. This will be our first free throw. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 34-20. Into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Morton, and going out will be Laurel Zwiener. 1.5 seconds remaining until halftime. Van Kirk will have another free throw. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good, so she cans a couple of free throws. There's a long pass down the floor. They grab the ball. Here's Osten. She throws up a three. Good. Leanne Osten throws up a three ball from the top of the key and hits it. A long baseball pass down the floor. Leanne Osten grabs it on the near sideline, cut toward the center of the floor, and threw up a three-pointer from the top of the key. And that's the way the first half is going to end. Morningside with a 16-point lead over Hastings College here tonight. At halftime, we'll take a break with a score. Morningside 37, Hastings 21. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Morningside in the women's portion of our broadcast tonight. 37-21 is the score. Morningside with a 16-point lead over the Broncos this evening. The halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out, walk in, drive up, take out. Take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Solid Valentino's at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. The Broncos in Morningside at halftime, 37-21. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game. Morningside used a 12-1 run in the first half to open up a 12-point lead at 28-16. And maybe the final dagger in that first half was a three-pointer right at the end of the first half. Three-pointer thrown up there by Leanne Osten. And Hastings with only 21 points on the board here in the first half of play. Hastings hitting only 28% from the field in the first 20 minutes of this ballgame. Broncos had an early lead in this contest. In fact, the last lead that Hastings had was at 2-1. Morningside has led from that point on, and they've got the lead here at 37-21 at halftime. Checking the scoring in the first half of play, Hastings getting 9 points from Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener has got 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk has got 7 points. She's got a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Sierra Williamson, she has got 3 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer, she's hit 2 free throws for 2 points. And Abby Jackson, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Hastings is hitting 7 out of 25 from the field in the first half of play for 28%. The Broncos have knocked down only 1 3-pointer in 8 attempts. That's 12%. Hastings 1 out of 8 from 3-point territory, and then 6 out of 9 from the free throw line for 66%. Morningside hitting 50% of their field goals in the ball game. They are 13 out of 26. The Mustangs, 3 out of 9 on three-pointers. That is 33%, and they're 8 out of 12 from the free throw line for 66%. The rebounds right now even at 17 apiece. Hastings holding a 7-5 advantage in the offensive glass here tonight. Hastings with 7 offensive rebounds, 10 on defense. Morningside has got 5 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. Morningside has got 9 assists, 13 turnovers, 1 block shot, and 13 steals in the first half. Hastings with 3 assists, 18 turnovers, 1 block shot, and 8 steals. And the Broncos are trailing by a score of 37-21. Checking the scoring for Morningside in the first half. They're being led by Leanne Osten right now. She's going to can the three-pointer right at the end of the first half. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. Lacey Lehman has got 6. Allison Bachman has got 4 points. Lexi Ackerman has got 4 points. Ashley Maul has got 3. Kayleen Anderson has got 2. Jordan Wallenberg has got 2 points. And Sarah Haywood has got 2 points. And Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College by a score of 37-21 here at halftime. The Mustangs, of course, won national championships back in 2004, 2005, and 2009. They have been in the NAIA tournament 11 years in a row, and they're flexing their muscles here. Preseason ranked number 3 in the country, coming off of back-to-back losses to Concordia and Midland, but they got the lead here at halftime over Hastings, a score 37-21. Now stay tuned. We've got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next with Tyson Ervonik, and we'll return for the second half here in Sioux City. Again, you're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show. Valentino's, get it delivered. Located at Hastings on South Burlington at 604 South Burlington. At halftime, it is Morningside 37, Hastings College 21. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight. Brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. We are halftime here of Hastings College versus Morningside. Hunger and homelessness affects us all, not only in Hastings, but across the globe as well. Well, earlier this week I had a chance to catch up with Emily Johnson. She is with the Hastings College Hunger and Homelessness Committee, and they had several events on the Hastings College campus that not only helped the people here in the Hastings community, but affected the people across the globe.
Yeah, of course. So we're actually an organization with students from all different years, so that's really great to see, you know, a variety of seniors all the way down to freshmen. And we also have a faculty sponsor. And so what we do in this committee is plan events for this week. Like you said before, it's a national week, and so this is just a really great way for Hastings College to put our name on the map and give back to the community that has given so much to us. And so we have events that are international in scope, ones that are domestic in scope, and then specifically here in town, we have things that affect, you know, the members of the community that we're sharing Hastings with. So it covers a lot of different areas, but it's a good community committee to be involved in.
Now, as far as some of the other events, some of the events are going to be getting started here this Friday with Crossroads, and then I understand when you talk about the global spect of things, that's going to be getting underway on Friday as well.
Yes, exactly. And that's so the event that we're having on Friday that's more global in perspective is our Kids Against Hunger meal packing. And what that is basically where we pack meals that include rice, protein, chicken powder, protein, and then also vegetables, which are put into these packets and then sent all over the world. And so this current shipment is going, we usually serve Haiti, but with the typhoon in the Philippines, this is actually where our next shipment is going. So the meals that we pack on Friday are going to be, you know, directly affecting those affected by the typhoon. So that's really cool to see how that's very timely to what's happening right now.
Yeah, and certainly with an event that, you know, just occurred over there in the Philippines, probably had a quick turnaround for your organization planning on this to go to Haiti and then lining up all of the sources and all of the references to make sure that this goes to the people that are in need in the Philippines. Talk about what the process went by, what procedures you had to do to get that to the Philippines.
Well, actually, that was all through the Kids Against Hunger organization that's based here in Hastings. And so they constantly pack meals throughout the entire year. Usually Hastings College just focuses on partnering with them at this specific week. But they were the ones who said, you know, there really is a need in the Philippines right now, and that's where it will go. And so it's great to kind of have this global event because it really helps students, you know, connect larger to something that's, you know, bigger than Hastings College. I think it's really important that we can connect, you know, here in the U.S., but also see that hunger and homelessness is a global issue that, you know, affects all different people.
Mm-hmm. Emily, from your perspective, as we kind of wrap things up here on the show, talk maybe just a little bit about how it, you know, what it's like giving back to the community, being at Hastings College, and then being able to give back to those people in this community.
Well, I think it's really important that the students at Hastings give back to the community because this is where we are for 4 years. You know, we're ingrained in the culture, and the community has really supported the institution as a whole. And so I think it's great to see students give back in that way. But it's also you know, really valuable for students to see that they can become something more than just a student. They can be part of something that's helping the most marginalized in our society and really go beyond kind of the bubble that is Hastings College, and I think that is really important for our students to see that they can be something, you know, larger than a 21-year-old. They can give back to their community. They can, you know, help foster the sense of justice and serving others, and I think that's excellent.
Emily Johnson once again joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Emily, thank you so much for the time. Great stuff this afternoon and great work that you're doing out there as well.
Thank you so much, and thank you for covering these events. We're looking forward to community support, and we're always thankful for it. So,
stay tuned to 1230 KHS. The second half is coming up. It's the Hastings College Broncos versus the Morningside Mustangs. It's on 1230 KHS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Morningside out on top of the Broncos. It is 37-21. Here at halftime, Morningside using a 12-to-run spurt there in the first half of play. And then to make matters worse, they hit a three-pointer right at the buzzer. Then the first half of play, the Leanne Osten three gives Morningside a 16-point lead as we get ready for the second half here. It's 37-21. The Mustangs have the advantage over Hastings at the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. So a lot of basketball for you on this Saturday. And these games move back just a little bit because Morningside hosted an NAIA playoff game this afternoon for football, and the Mustangs were victorious over Rocky Mountain College out of Montana. The score 40-21 in college football action this afternoon. Northwestern also out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're playing a first-round playoff game at Missouri Valley State. We'll get you a score on that later on tonight. A lot of women's and college basketball, men's college basketball being played around the conference as well. Some of the scores we have in women's play, Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan 80-55. Midland beat Mount Marty today 61-47. Dort over Doan 80-55. Men's play, it was Nebraska Wesleyan over Dakota Wesleyan 89-84. So it'll be Morningside getting the ball first to begin the second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. They've got the 16-point lead, 37-21. Driving for the hole, a shot is up there by Ackerman, no good. And we got a foul call in the rebound. Kayleen Anderson got the rebound there for Morningside, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Abby Jackson. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one in the Broncos. Going to the free throw line for Morningside is going to be Kayleen Anderson. She's got 2 points so far in the ball game. Her first free throw of the night is up there. It's going to be no good. Morningside in the first half of play, they hit 8 out of 12 from the charity stripe. Now 8 out of 13. As Anderson will have another one, the shot is up there is good. So she hits 1 out of 2. And Morningside increases their lead to 38-21. Hastings shot only 28% from the field in the first half and 12% from three-point territory. They're 1 out of 8 beyond the arc. There's Van Kirk. Bounce pass goes inside, and they throw the ball right past Laurel's winner out of bounds. 19 turnovers on Hastings. Morningside, they average 29 turnovers per ball game defensively. Now the Mustangs taking up the ball down the right sideline. That's Ball with the ball now. Ball gets it into the hands of Osten, throws up a three and hits it. She was left open on the right sideline, and she hits a three-pointer, so she's at two. Threes here in the past couple of minutes. One at the end of the first half and one here at the beginning of the second half. And Morningside has a 20-point lead over Hastings. It is 41-21 for 19 minutes. Left to go here in the ball game. There's a feed inside to Zwinger. Shot is up and in. Laurel Zwinger, they finally got the ball inside to Zwinger, and she hits one right in front of the basket. There's a pass that's going to be right through the fingertips of Osten. It is picked up here by Hastings. That's turnover number 14 in the Mustangs. 41-23. Hastings down by 18 points as they try to attack this zone defense here for Morningside. It's been tough on the Broncos. Deep in the right corner, three up there, no good. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good there by Frankie Peterson, who's back into the ball game. She'll play with three personal fouls. There's Alexi Ackerman with the ball now for Doan over to Osten. Osten lobs it inside, and a foul is going to be called. They're trying to get it inside to Maul, and she is fouled in a play from behind by Laurel Zwinger of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Zwinger. Into the ball game now for Hastings. There's going to be a Farmer. She checks in for Van Kirk. 18-22 to play in the ball game. 41-23. Hastings trailing. There's a pass out to Osten on the wing on the right side. Drives it inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Ackerman. Ackerman puts it on the floor. Dribbles the top of the key. Backdoor cut to get the ball down there. And shot is up and in. Lacey Lehman grabs the ball and scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It's 43-23. Morningside with the lead. There's a long-range jumper from deep in the right corner. No good. Rebound. Peterson comes out to Breckman. Comes across the top now to Jackson. Her shot for three is going to be short. And the rebound comes down here to Kayleen Anderson. Anderson gets it to Lacey Lehman into the fourth court. Now to Osten. Osten's pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. She runs her back the other way. There's Peterson with the ball, and she loses control of the ball out of bounds. 20 turnovers on Hastings. Morningside beat Hastings in all three meetings last year. Twice during the regular season, and they played them in the conference tournament as well. And basically ended the Broncos' season right there. They're up by 20 points here tonight, 43-23. There's a pass down on the baseline. They get it to Lehman. Lehman goes up, and she'll be fouled into play. She was surrounded by Broncos. Lehman just finally goes up with a shot, and she is fouled into play here by Farmer. So now Farmer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. So going to the free throw line will be Lacey Lehman now for Morningside. Lehman has got 8 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there as good. She is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. 44-23. Hastings College is trailing by 21. Next shot is up there. It's good. Largest lead of the ball game now for Morningside at 22 points. 17 and a half to play here in this one. Broncos still applying or still facing the pressure here in backcourt. Jackson down the right sideline. Dribbles down the corner. Bounce pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Jackson trying to send it down the baseline. It's kicked out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson will trigger things in. Jackson looking. Finally comes out on top of the Farmer. The ball's tipped away from her. The ball is loose on the floor. It's picked up by Farmer. Keeps the ball alive here for the Broncos. Over there to Jackson. That is Chanel Farmer. Brings it back to Jackson as Morningside extends out to zone defense. Bounce pass goes inside to Breckman. Wheels. Her shot is up there and in. They got her in the ball. Cammy Breckman had a little hook shot in the paint there. She scores. That's her first field goal of the night. He's the Broncos' leading scorer, averaging 16 points per ball game. 45-25. The Broncos still down by 20 points here in this one. Ackerman with the ball comes out to Kayleen Anderson. Over on the wing now to Osten. Osten drives the ball all the way to the basket. Nice pass, but it was lost out of bounds there. Not looking for the ball down on the baseline was a ball. And now ball is going to check out there. Coming in for Morningside is going to be Jessica Teets. A turnover on Morningside. That's their 16th of the ball game. 45-25. The Broncos down by 20 points. Here in this one, action tonight from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Jackson brings the ball across the 10-second line, and she didn't get there in time. A 10-second violation just as he steps into the offensive zone. They whip her for a 10-second violation. That's new to women's college basketball this year. The backcourt, 10 seconds, so Hastings gets caught on it here. That's the 21st turnover on the Broncos here in the ballgame. 45-25 is the score. Morningside has got the lead. Ackerman has got the ball for the Mustangs. Ackerman moves it over on the right side. Holding the ball over there is going to be Lehman. Top of the key now to Osten. Back to Lehman. She cranks up a three-pointer. The shot good. Lehman throws up a tray for Morningside. She's now got 13 in the ball game. That's 48-25. Morningside, a tough team to beat here in Sioux City. And when they're shooting like that, doubly tough. Morningside came into the game hitting 41% of their field goals, 22% from three-point territory. Lighting them up here tonight. 48-25 is the score. Mustangs have the lead. Here's another pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on Hastings, and now a foul called here at the midcourt stripe. Goes on Bruckman. That's going to be your first. Boy, nothing going right for the Broncos here in this one tonight. A 12-1 run by Morningside in the first half. A three-pointer at the buzzer. Morningside had a 16-point lead at halftime. And the Broncos have fallen behind now here in the second half. It is 48-25. There's a feed to the far sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Mustangs will play things in. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. There's a pass going to be deflected away. It's loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Zwiener. A turnover on Morningside. Zwiener gets the ball off the floor now as Brackman brings it into the offensive zone. Bruckman goes over to Jackson. Thought about throwing up the three. Pass it up. Comes back out to Bruckman. She drives it, and the ball tipped out of her hands. Getting her hands on it there was Lacey Lehman of Morningside. Hastings will play things in. Still 19 seconds left in the shot clock. Abby Jackson will play it in on the far sideline. Jackson looking. And she finally gets it in here to Bruckman on the near side. Bruckman picked up out there by Ackerman of Morningside. Back down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Out to Peterson. Top of the key. Drives it inside. A little 10-footer is no good. Peterson gets her own rebound. Comes out to Jackson. Takes the three-pointer. Shot good. Abby Jackson throws up a three. The Broncos are back to within 20. 48-28 is the score now. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's Ackerman. She drives it down the right side of the lane as it tipped out of her hands out of bounds. Farmer getting her hands out of there for the Broncos. Morningside will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. End of the ball game. Haywood now for Morningside. Also coming in is going to be Wallenberg. Haywood will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Also coming to the ball game for Hastings is going to be Alex Edwards. Peterson will come to the bench. 14:58 to play here in the ball game. 48-28. Morningside has got the lead. Haywood will play things in over here on the left wing. Lehman has got it back down in the corner to Haywood. Her pass deflected. Haywood picks it back up. Back out here to Lehman. They're working around to the wing on the right side to Osten. Down top of the key again to Haywood. Drives between a couple of defenders and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Farmer of Hastings College. That's going to be Chanel's second. Team foul number 5 of the Broncos. So again, the team fouls 5 for Hastings, none on Morningside. Very similar situation in the first half. Hastings had 5 team fouls to start the ball game without Morningside fouling. 48-28 is the score. Mustangs have a 20-point lead. Morningside with the ball. Wallenberg has got loose, drives the baseline, shoots and scores. Poor defense there by Alex Edwards. Wallenberg got away from her and drove it right to the hole and scores. 4 points now for Wallenberg. It's a 50-28 lead now for the Morningside Mustangs. Hastings with the ball down the far sideline. Zwiener has got it. Now to Edwards. Now to Zwiener again. Bounce pass goes inside to Breckman. Throws up a shot off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Running back the other way. 3-on-1. Bounce pass left side. Shot good. Haywood scores. Haywood now with 4 points in the ball game. It's 52-28. Hastings trailing the ball game with 14 minutes to play here in this one. That's Alex Edwards with the ball down the far sideline. Down to Chelsea Morton. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson drives it. High arcing shot down the right side of the lane. No good. Ball swatted out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Here comes Autumn Zenon into the ball game now for the Broncos. Also coming in is going to be Van Kirk, Jackson, and also Bruckman will come to the bench for the Broncos. Morningside will play things in. Leading by a score of 52-28. Here's Sarah Haywood with the ball. She brings it into the offensive zone. Right-handed dribble comes out between the rings. Now to Wallenberg. Wallenberg to the elbow. Left side to Teets. Teets gives the ball away. Haywood drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Haywood now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 54-28. Morningside with the lead over the Broncos in women's college basketball here tonight. Here's Chelsea Morton with the ball. Lobs it to the near side. Zenon has got it. Takes it inside the free throw circle and a dribble. Lobs it to the far side to Edwards. Back out to Morton, moves it down in the corner. Diving into the lane is going to be Van Kirk, and a foul is going to be called. Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. That's the first foul called on Morningside here in the second half. We're down to 13-16 remaining in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation. Bachman picks up the foul. That's going to be your first. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Adam Zenon comes out on top. The ball is going to be tipped into the backcourt by Osten. Osten then retrieves the ball and is going to dish it off here underneath the basket. A shot taken there by Wallenberg. No good. Follow shot by Teets. Her shot no good. Down for the rebound. Jump ball called. So it was tipped into the backcourt. Great job by Osten. Racing back the other way to retrieve the ball before it went out of bounds. Morningside got a couple of shots there but could not convert. And on the alternating jump, Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Meredith Wall coming into the ball game now for Morningside. 13:05 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing the Mustangs, the third-ranked Mustangs, 54-28. Autumn Zenon with the ball comes on the near sideline down to Chelsea Morton, off to Van Kirk, out to Alex Edwards, to Van Kirk down in the corner to Morton for three. Shot good. Chelsea Morton throws up a three ball from the deep right corner. Hastings still trailing though by a score of 54-31. Haywood with the ball to Meredith Wall on the far sideline. Brings it out to the top of the key. That's Sarah Haywood. Now to Jessica Teets. Moves it down in the corner. That's Bachman with the ball. Here's Haywood as they move it back around to the right wing. A long pass goes inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Teets, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Williamson with the ball. Out with pass goes to the far sideline to Van Kirk. Now to Autumn Zenin as she drives the ball underneath the basket, and she's called for being out of bounds. She circled around underneath the basket there, and she's called for being out of bounds. Turnover number 23 on Hastings here in the ball game. Into the contest now for Morningside is going to be Shorter. Checking out is going to be Jessica Teets. Morningside will play things in here in backcourt. 12:15 to play here in the women's contest. Hastings College trailing Morningside by a score of 54-31. There's a pass to the near sideline with a ball. There is going to be Bachman. Contact made and a foul called again. It's going to go offensively this time on Ashley Schroeder inside. Ashley Schroeder and Sierra Williamson going at it inside, and Schroeder is it with a personal foul. That's going to be her second team foul on the Mustangs here in this second half of play. We're approaching the 12-minute mark here in this one. 54-31 is the score. He's trailing the ball game. Chelsea Morton comes back into the offensive zone there. Long pass to Alex Edwards. Cross-court pass goes to Van Kirk. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. Shot no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Morton. Goes up. Her shot in the lane is no good. And the rebound comes down to Bachman. Allison Bachman has it knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Autumn Zenin of Hastings. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 6 in the Broncos here in the second half of play. Morningside will play things in. Mustangs have the lead over the Broncos tonight by a score of 54-31. Sarah Haywood comes into the offensive zone here for the Mustangs to the near sideline. Bachman has got the ball out on top. That's Meredith Wall. Moves it over to Haywood again. Her pass out here between the rings to Bachman. Looking to drive the ball against the Zenin. Can't do it. Goes on the wing. The right side to Wallenberg. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Comes back out to Haywood. Dribbles into the lane. Throws it out here to Schroeder. Shot from three is going to be way off the mark. Ball is saved here. Picked up by Morningside. A shot thrown up there. And a shot clock violation. That last shot did not draw iron as it was saved. Wallenberg right in front of the basket goes up for it, and it does not draw iron. So a shot clock violation there on Morningside. Into the ball game for the Mustangs will be Mandy Osborne. She's going to check in for the first time. Wallenberg checks out. So Mandy Osborne into the ball game now for Morningside, a 5'11" junior out of Fairbury. 11:09 to play here in women's college basketball. 54-31. Hastings trailing the ball game. They trailed at halftime by 16, 37-21. Autumn Zenin with the ball. Autumn Zenin moves it over here to the left side. That's going to be Chelsea Morton with the ball down in the corner. They get it to Van Kirk. Down to Morton again. Up high. Down in the corner to Van Kirk for three. Cranks up the tray. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Bachman gets the board. Gets it away now to Meredith Wall into the forecourt. Top of the key to Haywood. Over here to Bachman. Left wing. They work it back around to the right wing. Over there is going to be Meredith Wall behind the screen. Meredith Wall drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Autumn Zenin. Zenin for Hastings down the far sideline. Left-handed dribble. Bounce pass. They get the ball ahead. There's Van Kirk. Her driving way up. It's going to be missed. No good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. That's touchdown there by Ashley Schroeder of Morningside. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 10:19 to play. Here in the ball game, all Morningside tonight. Mustangs leading the Broncos by a score of 54-31. Autumn Zenin plays things in. Sierra Williamson has got it. Williamson back out into three-point territory to Van Kirk. Van Kirk cross-court pass goes to Zenin down in the corner. They get it down there to Alex Edwards. Now to Zenin. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line out to Van Kirk in the corner. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Chelsea Morton keeps it alive. Bounce pass down in the corner again. Alex Edwards brings it up high. Pass is deflected into the backcourt. It's loose. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Hastings. Here's Chelsea Morton coming back the other way. Drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Her shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton scoring there. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. And the Broncos are back to within 21. 54-33. We're down to 9 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this one. Nice pass, backdoor cut. The shot is up and in. Allison Bachman gets it on the pass from Mandy Osborne. Bachman now with 6 points in the ball game. 56-23. Actually, 56-33. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Zenin has gone to the far sideline. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball on the high post up here. Sierra Williamson, who throws it back out to Morton. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schroeder. Allen pass comes to the near sideline to Haywood. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out to Meredith for three. Shot good. Meredith Wall throws up a three-pointer there from Morningside. It's now a 59-33 ball game, a 26-point lead for Hastings College, or rather for Morningside. Broncos are trailing here in this one. Autumn Zeenan has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Haywood. We got five new Broncos ready to check into the ballgame with the next dead ball foul. This unit not getting the job done. There's a pass again. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted as Alex Edwards throws that errant pass. Ball is picked up here by Haywood. Brings it into the offensive zone. Shorter cross-court pass goes to a Meredith Wall. He retrieves that one from going into the cup second row of the bleachers over there. Morningside setting up against the Hastings man-to-man. Cross-court pass goes to Haywood. Drives it into the lane. Contact made again, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be your first. Here comes five new players into the ballgame. Bruckman, Peterson, also Chanel Farmer. Also coming in, Abby Jackson. And coming in as Laurel Zwiener. 59-33 is the score. Morningside putting it to the Broncos here in women's college basketball. 8-11 to play in the contest. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Sarah Haywood. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame. Five of those here in the second half of play. Haywood will have one more. Shot is up there is good, so she gets a couple of free throws. Into the ballgame now for Morningside is going to be Leanne Osten. Checking out is going to be Haywood. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Kerry Hofstetter calls a timeout with 8 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 61, Hastings 33. Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Morningside led at halftime 37-21. They now lead 61-33. Hastings shot only 28% from the field in the first half of play, 12% from three-point territory. And they can't be doing much better than that here in the second half. Broncos have also been played. They've now got 29 turnovers in the ball game. We still got 8 minutes to go in this one. Broncos will inbound the ball. Here in backcourt, Abby Jackson has got it. Morningside keeps the pressure on back here. Jackson goes to Farmer. Back to Jackson. Races the ball down the left sideline. Jackson comes out to Farmer. Here in three-point territory now as Hastings will set up against this defense as they bring it back into the offensive zone. There's Cammie Breckman. Tries to drive it back out to Jackson. Jackson comes across the top to Farmer. Down in the corner, that's Peterson. Fakes it. Now drives the baseline. Skip pass comes back out on top to Jackson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Morningside ball. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 7:38 to play in the ballgame. Morningside 61, Hastings 33. Their biggest lead of the ballgame at 28 points here. Here's Lacey Lehman with the ball. Lehman comes out between the rings now to Meredith Wall. To Leanne Osten. There's Schroeder at the top of the key now for Morningside to the left side to Lehman. The ball's going to be stripped away. It is picked up there by Breckman. Gets the ball ahead to Farmer. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. So they force the turnover, but they can't convert it on the other end. Now the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch down there by the Morningside Mustangs. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, Abby Jackson will look to play things in. Jackson looking. Now comes to a Cammie Breckman. She dribbles into the lane, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. She is hacked on the arm, and Breckman will go to the free throw line. Ashley Schroeder picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Cammie Breckman. Breckman with 2 points in the ball game, and she's our leading scorer, averaging 16.1 points per ball game. Her free throw is up there and in. Breckman had 10 points the other night as Hastings beat Doan 83-73. So you got three here. Here's the next one. It's up there and good. So 4 points now for Cammie Breckman. That's a 26-point lead for Morningside. It's 61-35. Osten has got the ball. Comes to the near sideline to Lehman. Now to Osten. To the far side again to Meredith Wall. She lobs it inside the lane. It's going to be picked off. Picked off here by Peterson. Gets the ball now to Jackson. So a turnover on Morningside. Hastings has the ball back. Jackson for three. Shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebounded on the weak side there by the Mustangs. Meredith Wall has got it now. Left-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Osten right in front of the Morningside bench. To the center of the floor again. Moves it over on the wing to Bachman. Bachman to a Meredith Wall. Picked up there by Farmer of Hastings. Over to Lehman for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Lacey Lehman throws up a three ball again from the wing on the right side. She's got 16 points, and it's 64-35 as the Mustangs are blowing the Broncos right out of their corrals there tonight at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson trying to drive it. Gives it up down to Zwiener. Pass in the lane. Breckman grabs it. She's hammered on the play. And Cammie Breckman now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Foul is going to be called on Ashley Schroeder. That's going to be your fourth. We have got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. So stick around for that. Here comes Cammie Breckman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Breckman has hit her last three free throws now. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Jessica Teets coming into the ball game now for Morningside. Also Michaela Augustine. As head coach Jamie Sale continues to go to the bench here with a big lead at 64-36. Next shot is up there. It is good by Breckman. So Breckman has now got 6 points in the ball game. Checking out is going to be Lehman as Lexi Ackerman comes back into the ball game for the Mustangs. And now she's got the ball here. Gets away on the dribble. Racers are back into the offensive zone for Morningside against Jackson. Ackerman has got it. Comes out to Leanne Osten. Down to the left sideline to Teets. As they work the ball against the Bronco defense here. Left side is going to be Augustine here at the wing. And we got a foul called. Somebody was battling through a screen there. And a foul is going to be called on Morningside. It's going to go on Leanne Osten. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number five of the Mustangs, 64-37. Morningside has got the lead. Here's Chanel Farmer with it now to Abby Jackson. Jackson down the near sideline. Stops. Finally gets it to Farmer. Steps it into the offensive zone. There's Peterson at the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner. Breckman for three. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. Ackerman gets the ball ahead. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Frankie Peterson. She drives it. Dumps it off in the lane to Zwiener. Her shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal. Frankie Peterson gets the assist, and now it's 64-39, and Kerry wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 64, Hastings 39.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 64-39. Morningside with a big lead here with the Hastings College women's basketball team. Leanne Osten has got the ball for Morningside. Out to Lexi Ackerman. Out of Osten. Free throw line extended right side. Augustine has got it now. Lumps the ball inside. Driving the ball. Shooting and scoring. Mandy Osborne. Mandy Osborne gets her first field goal of the ball game, and it is 66-39. Morningside to the lead with 5 minutes to play here in this one. Chelsea Morton has got it. That is Zenon. Zenon gets the ball. Holly Samuelson mishandles that one. And another turnover on the Broncos. That's 25 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. Morningside has got it back at their offensive end. Jessica Teets comes over here to Osten. Near sideline. Ackerman lobs the ball inside. Osborne has got it. Deshaun's up and in, and she's fouling the play. Mandy Osborne back-to-back field goals there for Morningside. Now a personal foul chalked up on Hastings. That's going to go on Autumn Zenon. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. And Mandy Osborne goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Haywood comes back into the ball game now for Morningside. Going out will be at Leanne Osten. Mandy Osborne to the free throw line now for Morningside. A 61% foul shooter. 5'11" junior out of Fairbury. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Ackerman had it. Now she has it knocked loose. The scramble is on. It is loose and is picked up by Hastings. Broncos have her coming back the other direction. Sierra Williamson gets the ball on the hands now of Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk with only 7 points for the Broncos here in this one tonight. Zenon has got it now. Down in the corner. That's a Williamson. Her pass is going to be deflected. And the ball is going to be taken out of there by Ackerman. 26 turnovers on Hastings as we approach the four-minute mark here in the ball game. Lexi Ackerman with the ball to the near sideline. Jessica Teets has got it. Augustine forces the ball inside, deflected, but it's picked up by Ackerman. Skip pass over to the right wing. Haywood has got it. Down in the corner, here's Osborne. Shot is up there for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings and a foul called. Holly Samuelson got the rebound there for the Broncos, but she was hit on the arm. And a personal foul is going to be called on Jessica Teets. Third foul on Teets, team foul number six on Morningside here in the ballgame. The second half, Mustangs have the lead 68-39 over Hastings in women's college basketball. 3:49 to play here in the contest. Down the far sideline is going to be Chelsea Morton. Out to Autumn Zenon. Zenon stops, goes over to Morton now. We got another whistle. Left side of the lane. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on the Mustangs. It's going to go on Mandy Osborne. That's going to be your first. Team foul number seven now for the Mustangs. So Hastings will have a 1-1 situation. Coming up here, it's going to be Sierra Williamson going to the free throw line. So Williamson to the line here for Hastings. She has got 3 points in the ball game, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. A 63% foul shooter on the season. Toes the mark, shot is up there, shot good. So Morningside, after losing back-to-back conference games to start their conference season to Concordia and Midland, going to come back here and flex their muscles against Hastings College. A big victory for them here. Next shot is going to be up there, no good by Williamson. We're down to 3.5 to play. The Broncos are trailing by 28 points, 68-40. Here's Sarah Haywood with the ball. Now to Ackerman, drives it down the right side of the lane. Nice move. Her shot is up there and in. Haywood scores there over Chelsea Morton. Haywood now with 10 points in the ball game, 70-40. Broncos are down by 30 points. Here's Autumn Zenon with the ball to Chelsea Morton at her sideline. Samuelson. Down to Chelsea Morton again. Down in the corner to Samuelson. Bombs away for three. Shana's up there. No good. Rebound done to Jessica Teets. Jessica Teets has got it down for Morningside off to Haywood with 3 minutes to play in this one. Sarah Haywood down the right sideline. Now cuts into the center of the floor. Brings it to the free throw line. Comes out here to Jessica Teets. They work on her back around the horn here. Ackerman inside to Osborne. Shana's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra Williamson for Hastings. Down to Van Kirk. She takes the ball down the lane, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Jamie Van Kirk scores for Hastings. She's got 9 points in the ball game. 70-42, Morningside has got the lead. There's Osborne with the ball. Now to Haywood. We've got 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Sarah Haywood, roaming with her right hand, throws it over on the wing. Augustine, her shot is up there from three. No good, misses everything. Rebound Ackerman. To Osborne, pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Van Kirk on the dribble with her left hand. Going the distance to the racker. Shot good, and she's fouled in a play. Jimmy Van Kirk taking that one coast to coast, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is whistled on Haywood. That's going to be her fourth foul. Team foul number 8 on the Mustangs. Edwards comes back in. Here comes Farmer back in for Hastings. Frankie Peterson comes back in. So it's going to be Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line now for the Broncos. 70-44 is the score. Van Kirk's free throw is up there. It is good, so she converts on the three-point play. Now Van Kirk is going to check out. Here comes Cammy Breckman back into the ball game now for Hastings. Hastings will play at Concordia coming up on Tuesday night. Yeah, women's men's basketball doubleheaders, 6 and 8 o'clock. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS beginning at 5:45. There's a driving layup that's going to be no good there by Morningside. Rebounded here by Hastings with 2 minutes to play. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Jackson has got it. Jackson out to Chanel Farmer. Alex Edwards down in the corner. We got a traveling violation. Frankie Peterson got it down there in the corner. She was sizing up the three. A little ball fake there. Was going to drive down the baseline, and she forgot to put the ball down first. A turnover on Hastings. That's the 27th turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. There's the inbounds pass deflected back out of Morningside will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. There's a long pass down the floor. Grabbing the ball there is Molly Fisher. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Molly Fisher scores. Now we got a foul called back the other way. That's going to go on it's going to go on Haywood. So going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be, looks like Frankie Peterson's going to go to the line. Sarah Haywood has just fouled out of the ball game. That's going to be number 5 on her officially. A minute and 43 seconds to play. Sarah Haywood is going to leave with 10 points. And coming into the ball game now will be Wallenberg from Morningside. 1:43 remaining here in women's college basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings, 72-45. Frankie Peterson goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Frankie has not scored yet tonight. They've been battling foul trouble all night long. Here's Wallenberg falling down with the ball. Keeps the dribble alive, but now it's knocked loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. Now Alex Edwards loses the ball and is picked up by Wallenberg. Long pass down to 4. And a nice block out of bounds. Abby Jackson knocking the ball away there from Molly Fisher, who was going up with a shot. Fisher goes tumbling down underneath the basket, but no foul called here. Morningside will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wallenberg plays things in. A shot up and in. Down the left side of the lane. Mandy Osborne just retrieved the ball and put it up there easily. 74-45. Morningside taking the Broncos apart here in this one. There's Edwards on the far sideline. Double team. Pass comes out on top to Jackson. Runs her down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Edwards. Edwards is double teamed. Now we got a jump ball called here. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Morningside, so the Mustangs will have it. Bronco basketball for you tonight, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 62 seconds to play. Women's college basketball, Morningside 74, Hastings 45. For the basketball here is going to be Michaela Augustine for Morningside down in the corner. Fisher bombs away for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Bound for their rebound. Picked down by Morningside. We got a foul called here. The rebound by Mandy Osborne to Morningside, but she was hacked to the arm by Frankie Peterson. That's going to be the 4th foul on Peterson. Frankie had 3 fouls in the first 2 minutes of the ball game. He's now got 4 fouls. Osborne to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And he now 0 out of 2 from the line tonight. He got 6 points in the ball game, 74-45. Morningside with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman of Hastings. Bruckman gets the ball into the hands of Abby Jackson. Hustles into the forward court. Now to Alex Edwards. There's Peterson with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over here to Jackson. Jackson now to Cammie Bruckman. Fake the 3. Bounce pass out here to Jackson. Inside now to Peterson. She drives it down the lane and scores. Frankie Peterson scores. That's her first field goal. Now a steal in backcourt by Bruckman. Her shot is up there. It's no good. So they forced a turnover, but Bruckman misses the easy one. 74-47. Long pass down the floor. Osborne grabs it. Shot. Good. Andy Osborne scoring there. Alex Edwards was beaten down the floor. Here's Peterson at the other end. A shot is up there. No good. Rebound. Bruckman puts it up there. Shot. Good. Cammie Bruckman scores for Hastings. We got 7 seconds to play. There's a Morningside in backcourt. It's holding on to the ball. That's going to be Wallenberg, and that's going to be all she wrote here. The Morningside Mustangs roll past Hastings College and women's college basketball action tonight as they win by 27 points here in this one. The first of, I'm sure, several meetings between these two teams here this year. Morningside with victory number 1 over Hastings College for the 2013-2014 campaign. They beat Hastings tonight. Final score is 76-49. So Hastings will drop to 6-2 on the season. Now 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside improves to 6 wins and 2 losses. That's their first conference win of the season, as they're now 1-2 in conference play. In the final score, Morningside 76, Hastings 49. Back with a recap after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is proud to announce the opening of the Kearney store located in downtown Kearney on the Bricks. We offer the same quality clothing, the same great customer service, and the same proper fitting and tailoring to make you look your very best. We also offer tuxedo rentals for any occasion. Come celebrate our grand opening Friday, November 22nd and Saturday, November 23rd. 20% off the entire store, including suits, outerwear, sportswear, dress shirts, and ties. Stop by and register for drawings. Gary Michaels Clothiers, grand opening downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City here tonight. Women's ball game in the books. Morningside knocks off Hastings, the final score of 76-49 tonight. Hastings had one lead in the ball game. That was at 2-1. Morningside came back, hit a three-pointer to grab a 4-2 advantage, and that's the last time that Morningside was behind in the ballgame. In fact, we didn't even have a tie game the rest of the way, as Morningside really dominates the contest here tonight. It was 16-15 with about 9 minutes to play in the first half. Mustangs going on a 12-1 run. Well, on top of a score of 28-16 with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Leanne Osten hits a three-pointer at the buzzer at the end of the first half to put the Mustangs out on top by 16 points at 37-21. They then open up the second half, outscoring the Broncos 17-7 to go out on top 54-28. And you get the picture, as the Broncos were blown out of here tonight by Morningside by a score of 76-49. So the Broncos are going to drop to 6 wins and 2 losses on the season now, 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and it's going to be a tough one next week. They'll be on the road playing at Concordia on Tuesday. Morningside is now 6-2 on the season. That's their first win in the conference, as the Mustangs are now 1-2. Checking the scoring here in the ball game here tonight for Hastings. They were led by Laurel Zwinner. She had 13 points in the ball game, had 6 field goals. Zwinner had 6 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 13 points. Jamie Van Kirk ends up with 12 points in the ball game tonight. Van Kirk knocks down 1 3-pointer. And she had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Those are the only 2 players that hit for double figures tonight for the Broncos. The other scorers for Hastings, we see that Cammy Breckman finishes with 8 points. She had 2 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Chelsea Morton on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Abby Jackson and a three-pointer, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sierra Williamson also finishes with 4 points. She had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. And then 2 points for Frankie Peterson. She battled foul trouble all night long. In fact, she had 3 personal fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game. Peterson ends up with 1 field goal and 2 points. She was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer, 1 out of 2 from the line for 1 point for Hastings College. Morningside tonight, Lacey Lehman led the way for the Mustangs. She had 16 points in the ball game. 2 other players hit for double figures. Leanne Osten had 10. Sarah Haywood had 10 points. The other scores for the Mustangs, Mandy Osborne, she had 8. 6 for Allison Bachman. 4 points for Lexi Ackerman. 4 points for Jordan Wallenberg. 4 for Ashley Schroeder. 3 for Kayleen Anderson. 3 points for Ashley Maul. And 3 points also for Meredith Wall. Morningside beats Hastings tonight in women's college basketball. Final score of 76-49. We got the men's game coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll come back and check the final shooting numbers here in the ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.